Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is the 28th day of September. My voice is gone. The Wisp's here. He's going to carry us through until 9 o'clock. And we've got a nice big show for you. Carlton's great former list manager, Stephen Silvani, is going to join us. Good. So you and Sausage can do the show from 8 o'clock. Christian Petrarca's mum, Elvira, is going to join us. She was over the moon excited, as you'd expect. Sammy Edmonds got the latest trade news. We're well into trade radio. Alex McKinnon, great story, the former Newcastle Knight. He's going to talk about Wayne Bennett, who yet again will be coaching in the grand final. ENS open lines open, 1300 736 736. The temper text 0433 98 1116. G'day, Whispers.
Oh, good morning, Gary. Good morning. Raspy voice and all. It's so good to have you back here with the Wisp.
Oh,
so good. I can just reach out and touch you for the first time in a month.
Since we've been face to face.
There you go. A little tickle on the chin for you this morning.
Not much has changed.
What's changed?
Not much.
How did you feel when you arrived back in old Melbourne town last night after being away for a month? Were the lights out or were the lights on when you got back in Melbourne?
No lights on here. I don't want to sound ungrateful. I've been unbelievably lucky and privileged to be where I have been, where there is no such thing as I have to be reminded we're in a curfew.
We're in a curfew. Did you forget we're in a curfew when you got back last night?
We've got a curfew in this state.
Is anyone in Perth wearing a mask at the moment?
There hasn't been a mask seen anywhere. I've not seen a mask for a month. Anyway, I don't want to talk about where I've been because it's not fair because I know how hard everyone's doing it here. But I tell you what, it is just the greatest reality shock coming back. That's all I'll say.
Can I just ask you this question then?
Yes, please.
Given how successful the grand final was over there in Perth and everybody's talking about how unbelievable it was and the stadium and that type of thing, should we shift the cricket? Should we shift the summer of cricket over to Perth, and can we shift the spring racing carnival to Perth and the tennis and the Grand Prix? Should we just make an announcement now that they're all going to Perth?
Well, no
WA?
One's more parochial than you and I in terms of how much we love this town and its ability to host sport, but there is no sense in having a test match here if we can't get people to it when you can have – yeah, whatever, the fullest capacity of all in other states.
That's right.
It just doesn't make sense, Tim.
And the threat if two people get COVID at some point, even though we come out of it, that they're going to say, okay, we'll lock everybody down again, because that is a real threat. Did you walk around the Swan? You went on the Swan River at some stage, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hold the Grand Prix? There'd be a nice little track around through there somewhere,
Smurk
wouldn't they?
Smurk could make one.
Hey?
Smurk could make one.
Put a bridge in over the Swan.
He bulldozed a couple of houses just to go through the backyard.
Tennis, is there somewhere for the – there's some grass courts over there?
Well, that's right. I mean, the prospect of the Australian Open going through what we did last year and not having the people been able to get there and, like, how paranoid we are and masks and all, we don't – just don't have it. Have it over there.
They could just do a rolling coverage, couldn't they? They could go from spring racing carnival straight into the cricket, straight into the tennis, straight into the Grand Prix.
Gary, you should have taken the week off. Let Hutto or Del Sando fill in. Congratulations, by the way. Absolutely sensational, Dean. Well, we will be.
I haven't announced this yet.
I've announced it.
Okay.
We're going Wednesday, Thursday and Friday off. So who's filling in for us, by the way? Do we know?
Yeah, I do. Dwayne O and Kingy.
Dwayne and Kingy from tomorrow. So
only three.
I'm sorry, you've got to put up with this voice for the rest of the day. I might make it to the rest of the show. Michael's in Tassie. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Gaz. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks.
Just out me morning walk, mate. I got back home about 9 o'clock last night. I cracked over a bottle of Ponting red wine. I had some friends around the Saturday before, mate. That was all up and about for me, as we have done before, eh? We went there and we thought we dared to dream, mate. I got mates up the hill at Preston. They won a premiership. They're the Demons. They sent me a little video Saturday night, all round the circle, mate, singing the grand old flag. I just want to say how big a game Luke Jackson, what a game that was. Sitting there live watching Angus Brayshaw, mate. He had some knockers, but his game Saturday night was something to behold. We all forget that Christian Petrarca blew his knee out at an early stage. And by God, when he put that little dribbler through, mate,
Good on you, Michael. I can hear it. I think you're going to go and watch the show, watch the game over and over and over like all the great Melbourne people will. Keep your messages coming through. Someone said the Channel 9 footy show gave me a clip. Said I was coattailing on the back of Melbourne. They wouldn't. Tony Jones wouldn't do that, would he?
No, no, no. They would have just been having a little bit of fun. No, I know some that. Of the old buddies there.
I'm sure they would have. And Billy finished up after 27 years, which is an unbelievable performance.
He's been an unbelievable performer. 27 years at Channel 9. I spoke to him yesterday. He's still going to work at Dribble M for, I think, for another couple of years. But he's been a great performer, Billy. Yeah. He's been, anyway, we'll talk about him a bit another time.
Absolutely. He has been unbelievable and a big, massive part of that Sunday footy show too. They're going to miss him.
That's right. And the footy show. Like, he was a great part of the footy show back in the day as well. Hey, what about this? This is worth reading out. It's quite a long text, but we can just rest your voice. Yes, just reflecting on the D's win, there's some spooky numerology behind it too. Apologies, it's a lengthy text. Okay. The premiership drought was broken at 57 years. Norm Smith was 57 years old when he died, and the final quarter was 9-3-57. On the 93-point turnaround, more numerology, 9-3-57. When Melbourne started their dominance, they had 5 goals, then kicked 7 in a row to 3-quarter time, 5-7, 57, spooky. And finally, Bailey Fritsch, wearing number 31, kicked his 3rd goal at the start of that run of 7. At the time of kicking that goal, he had kicked 3-1-19, 3-1 plus 19 equals 50 plus the 7 goals to 3-quarter time. That's 50 plus 7. That's 57 too, Mike.
I tuned out at the start.
That is so good. Well done. A lot of work's gone into that, Gary.
Is amazing.
Send your messages through 0433 98 11 16. We love to see them. And again, yesterday was great. People were very, very kind and generous. The doggy supporters again this morning are saying, well done to the Demons. And they know how it feels. I spoke to Nick Riebot last night on the couch and I could see it in his eyes too. You know, he would be like all the Melbourne supporters were after watching the Dogs. He's going, now, it's just got to be us. I just want to go through what you guys have all gone through, and that's exactly how you feel.
Yes, TJ definitely gave you a bit of a clip there, Gaz. Oh, we might get that out. Hey, there's some sad news out there too. Our producer, we need a bit of Status Quo music this morning. Their bassist, Alan Lancaster, has passed away at the age of 72. They've had the Dally M Awards last night. Your man, Turbo Tom.
Trebojevic won the Dally M from Nathan Cleary.
That's right. And Push Ahead Pete, have a listen to Push Ahead Pete trying to pronounce Josh Alloy A's name last night.
One vote. Oshay Olay.
Oshay Olay.
What's his name?
Josh Alloy A.
Oh, that can happen.
Give old Push Ahead Pete another crack at it.
One vote. Oshay Olay.
It was close. It was close. Tough. Good on you, Gary. You look great and did a great job. Do you think Petrarca's dribble kick was a lucky bounce? No, Teresa, I don't think it was.
No.
They practice that stuff all the time, Teresa, they do. They do. They're so. I tell you what, the other part about that. Did you show that again last night? Yeah. That gather.
Yeah.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And pick Cozzy.
Yeah, gave a little bit of a push on Dunkley, but the cleanliness of Petrarca on the night.
Yeah.
Can you tell that other story about him at 3-quarter time or not? I sometimes forget where I can go, where I can't go. I do.
Oh, he was just in the zone. I think what happens when. No, I don't think I ever. Sure, I never got into a zone like this, but just this feeling where you're unstoppable.
Invincible.
Yeah, no one can lay a hand on you. And Dusty gets like that. No one can lay a hand on him. And the big Petrarca was like that, wasn't he, on Sunday? And has been for most of the year.
Roy and Templestar is going to rush some throat lozenges in for you this morning. Your voice has just gone from too much talking over the last few days. Is that right? Too much excitement?
Yeah, it must be. What else is it from?
Well, I don't know whether you've got have you got a bit of a loogie?
I'm not a big drinker, you know that.
No, so I know that.
I haven't had a big drink.
No, I wasn't suggesting that
talking,
at all.
Must be talking.
Over there look like they're still in party mode, though. They look like they're having a good time. Not as good a time as it appears some of the Melbourne Storm players had at the weekend, but it still looks like they've had a good time.
They had a good time without having to worry about some of those shenanigans from a Storm point of view. No, look, I don't see all the social media, but the footy club have done a great job in documenting it for everyone back here. I know that.
Yeah.
And I saw Goody was on our show last night and he was up on Max Gorn's shoulders.
I saw that.
At one stage. So that was magnificent. So, well, this will go on. The boys, most of them who, well, I guess the ones that don't have to come back are going to travel, but I think they're due back on Thursday, those with partners and and family. So it'll crank up again and it'll live on for a long time, the win. But the footy cycle moves on, doesn't it? The trade period's up and going.
Yes, it moves on really, really quickly. Really, really quickly. Why would you come back if you're a young player and you didn't have to come back to Victoria? Why would you come back? You'd stay over in Perth until pre-season training started, wouldn't you?
That is 100% what you'd do.
You wouldn't come back here?
No, you would not.
Nothing to come back here for.
Come back to lock yourself into a house when you can be out in Broome or Margaret River or Rottnest Island sitting on a boat.
I listened to some people. I'm getting like a lot of people, sick of this whole sort of lockdown thing, Gary. But I listened to some people yesterday talking on the street while I was waiting outside to have a coffee. And these ladies, and they were older ladies, let's just say that, and they said that if we're still in lockdown at Christmas time, they will be protesting in the streets. And they've never protested in their lives.
Not like those other mugs that just jump marauding on any campaign.
No, just a peaceful protest.
I would genuinely join them.
They said that they will go in town and sit down on the road and then just peacefully protest.
I've got some bad news for Troy.
What is that?
He's texted in. Okay, I'm over Melbourne. Move on. It's Tuesday. Triple M for me.
Off you go.
Got some bad news for you, Troy. I don't think it's going to be over today.
Okay, well, let's find out. When do you have to move on?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to move on the Tuesday, do you?
After a 57-year.
You get at least to Wednesday, can't you?
I don't like the chances of Melbourne people moving on too quickly. Hey, we're not telling people what they can talk about, by the way.
You can
ring up. Troy, give us a ring before you head off to Triple M, Troy. Give us a ring and tell us what you want to talk about today, because I'm happy to take any call on any subject.
You know how we do random stuff this time of the day? Can I just throw a random one out there?
Ramble.
A random ramble. I read this at the weekend. Right? I had to read it twice. The story was about wombats.
Wombats.
A wombat can run the same pace that Usain Bolt can run. A wombat's top speed,
Tim,
is 40 kilometres an hour.
How many bottles in were you?
None.
A wombat can run as fast as Usain Bolt.
I'm backing Usain over
100.
A wombat's top speed is 40 kilometres an hour.
Who said that?
It's about wombats.
Who said that?
A wombat specialist. Somebody who studied the wombats and tracked them.
A wombat specialist.
Gary,
come on, Whispers.
Gary, I wanted to put
ruined
it,
your track
I wanted to put it to you. Because you think that they're these, you know, fat sort of furry little things that can't move out of their own way. I tell you what, they get going. You might have run into those in a dark night.
Well, speaking of running, you know, the pitch invader in the at the grand final, did you see him?
Yeah.
Did they show that on the telly?
Yeah.
That's Peter Bowles' cousin.
Is it really?
Yeah. You know, our great 800 metres at the Olympics?
Yeah.
It's his cousin. He tweeted, I wasn't training you for that. 12,000 bucks he got done before for that. Oh, dear. Anyway, 1-300-736-736, the ENS open line. The temper text is 0433981116. And unfortunately for Troy, it doesn't look like anyone wants to talk about much else at the moment. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards and garage doors. Redefined 4ddoors.com.au. As we go to the break, some of Alan Lancaster, the bassist from Status Quo, who passed away aged 72.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you. Great to have you this morning. What's that song, Whispers?
That's Stannis Quine.
Sos going to join us, the mum of Christian Petrarca, Elvira, Sammy Ebb and Alex McKinnon shortly. But Trav from Beveridge has joined us. G'day, Trav. All right, gone. Mark from Sunshine West. G'day, Mark.
Morning. Congratulations, Gaz.
Thank you, mate.
Great. You know what? Troy, I'm very disappointed in Troy. Greenwich Geelong supporter, and when we broke out throughout 07, I partied till probably Christmas. And I want to hear all the Melbourne supporters that rang up yesterday. I was so overwhelmed and enjoyed every story I heard yesterday, and I want them to party till Christmas, Gary.
Good on you, mate. Then
they can move on when footy season starts next year, but up till now, let them party and enjoy it.
Good on you, Marco. You're a good man, and as I said, the Dogs and the Swans and your Cats have all experienced what the Demons have experienced in recent times, and I don't think it's going to be ended after a day, Wispy.
No, we gave the Tigers their first flag a few years ago. We gave them a few weeks before we shut them all down and got sick of listening to them. Hey, there's so many doubters out there. Look it up. A wombat top speed is 40 k's an hour. Usain Bolt's top speed is 40 k's an hour. I'm not saying that a wombat could race Usain over 100 metres, but I'm saying that they both had the same top speed. There you go.
Hey, can I say this? And you know that Mark Robinson and I have had our differences over the time, and we're not best buddies, but
I didn't know that.
He was on last night on 360 at the end of the show, which was great to see.
How was he looking?
He looked fine. Yep. Well, you know, as good as he could look. And yep. He seemed to be... Yeah, over the worst of it. So I was pleased, really pleased to see that last night.
Yes, the same. I didn't see that, but I agree with you on that. Caroline Wilson, what did she have to say about Simon Goodwin?
Have we got it?
We must want to be playing it, are we?
Well, it's written up there, and I asked the same question, but I don't know. It was beyond Footy Classified last night. We'll find out what she had to say. Yeah.
Why is it sitting
Simon,
there?
I don't know. Simon Goodwin was with us last night and spoke beautifully and talked about the veil of negativity that's been lifted from the Demons, and we'll have a good chat about that out at 7 o'clock when we do our sort of hardcore footy. I don't know how hardcore it's going to be today.
that's sort of the misery that besets a football club, isn't it? And the hard luck story that then becomes part of the narrative of a football club. I found that when I went down to St Kilda as well.
Yeah.
That everybody talked the place down because of their history and because they hadn't had the success. And that'll always happen to us. It always does. That's the way it always plays out here because you know that happened back to us back in this time. And it's a funny thing how it just gets handed from like a generation of players to another generation of players to another generation of players, from administrators, from one administrator to the next.
Yep.
It's hard to break that cycle.
Well, it is.
It really is.
And there's only one way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what we saw happen on the weekend, and it's been a very long time, a long time coming.
I'll read these out. You save your voice a little bit. Gaz, congratulations to you because you've been there through the thick and the thin, but I think the thing that is the thing that is annoying everyone is that 2-3 years ago, people were getting 12,000 people to the games. Now they're everywhere. Worst supporters ever.
No, that's not right.
No, that's not true.
Thank you for your message and thanks for your congratulations. But, they've had their moments. But every club has got a hardcore heart and soul group that come through thick and through. So when a message like that's sent out, the worst supporter group in the competition, that's you're attacking people who have been, going regardless and paying their membership money. And of course there are some fickle supporters. Yep. Every single club has got some that just want to jump up and down, and that's okay, that's their prerogative as well, but I don't for a second buy into that one. But anyway,
there are supporters and then there are supporters, though. They're hardcore people that go each and every week, and then there are other people that support a football club but don't go to the football each and every week. You don't have to do both.
No, indeed.
I've got a family member who's a Melbourne fan but rarely goes to the football, but has always been, all his life, he's been a Melbourne supporter.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're not going down negative street today.
No way.
Or yesterday.
No way are we going down negative
street. When we come back next Monday, probably could jump back into it again.
Is there something you want to talk about? Is there a little story somewhere that you want to talk about? Have you got something else written there that you've got an observation about?
Sausage Gossage is going to be replacing the Dwayne on Dwayne's World. From tomorrow.
Okay, that's why, because Dwayne's doing our show, that's why.
Footy Classified wasn't on last night. They farewelled each other last week.
Ah.
Fair enough. Okay. I think that was
so
always.
What was that thing, Caro on Simon Goodwin then? What was all that about?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Can our producer tell you?
Yeah, well, we will with the 6:30 news. We'll find out. The call of the year. Ring in 1-300-736-736 and talk to Wisp. And I'll listen. Win a 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X, valued at over $75,000, Toyota hybrid technology, leading the way for a cleaner, greener future. You know, the irony of, the ratings for the grand final were better than the Olympic opening ceremony. You'd be aware of this.
Yes, yeah.
So the push for the Twilight Grand Finals on in earnest. And at the same time, I'm reading where the NRL are looking to return their grand final to the daytime.
Well, the 4 o'clock game, the prelim final between Penrith and Storm, outrated the game the night before on the Friday night. That's why.
4 o'clock, but that'd be a twilight.
Yeah, well, that's right. So it was a 4 o'clock game. Right. So that's what they're looking at. They rated across the country 2 million people. The game the night before was 1.8 yep. between Manly and the Rabbitohs. So yep. I guess they've had a look at that. But, you know...
Gary, no one's mentioned Paul Roos's clean-up at the Melbourne Footy Club. Does he need more acknowledgement? That's from Brett. Oh, he has been acknowledged, Brett. Maybe we haven't heard it enough here, but no, he's rolling all of this with Peter Jackson. Particularly Peter Jackson, because he appointed Paul Roos. So Peter Jackson did a fantastic job with this footy club, and as did Paul Roos. So you're right, Brett, we can't mention them enough. Has Gaz been tested? I don't have to be tested. I was tested over there about 12 times.
No, Gary isn't sick. Gary's just lost his voice after all his talking and yahooing over the weekend, celebrating. I don't know, you wouldn't have seen this. Aaron Rodgers, you know who Aaron Rodgers is, don't you? The quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
I've only been in Perth. I haven't lost my brain.
You know who he is, don't you?
Because I know who Aaron Rodgers is.
You know, they handed the ball back to him. I think there was, how many seconds? There were 37 seconds left on the clock.
What was the score?
And they were down by a point, the Green Bay Packers. So they were fearful of actually even giving the ball back to him and allowing him to try and win the game. And he marched Green Bay down the field. They got a field goal and they won the game in the end. With 3 seconds left on the clock.
Just doing what
the greats are just great, aren't they?
They are, Wispy, as are you. 6:30 news headlines.